CISA, the local hero people, and Phil Corman at the fore of that wonderful organization, and Dick Connor from Red Barn Honey Company. Dick, you are a squatter farmer. You are a farmer who doesn't have their own land. Is this true?
Well, I own a little bit of land, Monty, but my bees are mostly on other people's land. Yeah, that's right. We don't call it squatting, however. Most of my bees are on people's farms, and I collaborate with folks who are farmers here in the Valley. I've kept bees as a hobbyist, as a backyard beekeeper, if you will, for about 12 years now.
Uh-huh.
And about a year ago, I decided to switch careers, and my wife and I kind of rearranged our home life and decided to start a business, raising honey, keeping bees as a business as opposed to something as a hobby.
Is it that there is a already existing hive on farmers' lands and you go and take that honey? Or are you intentionally putting hives on other farmers' lands?
No, it's the latter. I'm establishing the colonies and I'm working out arrangements with farmers that are conducive to having bees on their farm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's a mutual benefit there. Oftentimes there is, depending
because
on
the Because of the pollination quality. Aspect of things.
Yeah, that's correct. About a third, the statistic is about a third of what we eat relies on insect pollination. Most of those foods are pollinated. The flowers, when they're blossoming, are pollinated by honeybees. So particularly if you're, say, an apple orchard or producing other kinds of fruit that's blossoming in the spring, most of those plants rely on insect pollination, and that farmer is going to be reliant mostly on having a beekeeper and provide some bees.
Dick Connor from Red Barn Honey Company. Where is your actual base of operation as a town?
Right here in Northampton. Right now I'm selling honey at the Tuesday market, so-called, behind Thorne's Market.
Mm-hmm. And now which farms locally do you keep bees on?
Well, right now I have bees on 7 locations. They're up and down the Connecticut River Valley.
And Dick also mentioned to me, which again just shows you how this local food movement just keeps growing it, that Cereals is provide you some retail space, which is not always easy to get. I mean, oftentimes you start up a new special added value product like this incredible honey, and it's not easy to get necessarily into a store. But I think because of the increased interest, we keep growing it here in the Valley, that there is more demand than supply at times. And a store like Cereals is always willing to give a shot at a new product that they think could be high quality.
Right now, my production's not up at that level where I'm doing a lot of wholesale, but there is a demand for locally produced raw honey. And I think it's higher than the supply right now.
And what's the benefits of the raw honey?
The definition is it's not heated to high temperatures, it's not pasteurized, and it's not pressure filtered. Some producers do that because some stores, supermarkets, want a product on their shelf that's always going to stay clear and liquid. It's mm-hmm. not going to granulate and start to crystallize in the jar or the container. Raw honey is, however, better for you and better tasting because those processes, the heating to high temperatures, will destroy some of the flavors and it will destroy some of the nutritional benefits.
So now I think I'm looking at your honey right now, and
it does look
clear. It looks like the kind of same honey you'd see in those little bear-shaped bottles in most supermarkets. And I think some people have the notion that raw honey is that waxy-looking honey.
Well, that's comb honey. That's even rawer than raw honey because it's not extracted from the honeycomb. But Monty, I think
what does that mean? You're eating it in the comb?
That's right. So,
I thought honeycombs were like a breakfast cereal.
I'm not sure.
Go to the honeycomb hideout.
Yeah, that is, Monty. I'm not sure it has any honey in it, though. You better check the label.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, now I'll ask you the questions that every second grader asks you. How many times a day do you get stung?
I don't get stung every day. I probably get stung a couple times a week on average. Is honeybee throw up?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Is it essentially kind of like bee throw up, though?
Honey is nectar that the bees have processed.
In their bodies.
It's true. That's correct. The bees take the nectar from the flowers, from the blossoms. They take it into their bodies. They actually add an enzyme to it that helps convert it to a different form of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they deposit it in cells in the hive. And then they proceed to remove some of the water content from the honey. It's like maple syrup. Have you ever seen maple syrup being produced? It's very liquid. It doesn't taste like much of anything. It's hardly sweet at all. But as it's boiled down, it becomes sweeter and thicker. The bees do that by creating air current through the hive and making it thicker and sweeter into honey.
Now, the other thing that we hear about, especially local honey, and I don't know if this is just a tale or not, I have allergies right now. And that the idea that if you eat local honey,
right,
that you are less susceptible to allergies.
Yeah, I've heard that and I've read that a lot. To be honest, I have not seen any scientific proof of that, but a lot of people swear by it. I've heard
it's my hippie wife again trying to give me all these tales.
Dick Connor from Red Barn Honey Company, based in Northampton with bees in their hives on farms across the valley. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero people who are having a local harvest dinner and auction to benefit CESA called On the Table at the Garden House at Look Park in Florence, September 15th. More information at buylocalfood.org.